I want to ask you, how do you feel about being kind? I know that a lot of times we really want other people to be kind to us. And that's understandable. For instance, let's just say we've gone into a store. We're getting ready to buy something, whatever it is, a shirt, a skirt, a hat, pocketbook, whatever it is. Going into the store, we're going to buy some stuff. We make it to the checkout. Don't you prefer that the cashier be kind to you in the way he or she addresses you? Do you prefer that they greet you? Do you prefer that they make some eye contact, even if it's just for a second or two, before they begin to start ringing everything up? Do you prefer that once they finished ringing everything up, bagging everything, they thank you for having come? I mean, you won't necessarily lose any sleep over it if they don't do those things, but wouldn't that be your preference? Let's say you're at a restaurant and the waiter, the waitress is coming by to take your order. Wouldn't you prefer that they look at you with a smile, make some eye contact, introduce themselves, you know, tell you their name, and let you know that they're going to be taken care of before the evening, and that they do so with a smile, that they give the impression that they really are glad you're there and that they really look forward to taking care of you and whoever's with you? And wouldn't you prefer that, you know, just assuming they truly have time, in other words, they're not so spread out because they're so many different groups of people for them to wait on, that they're not spread so thin that they just can't possibly get to everyone as frequently as you would like for them to. You know, all things being equal, and they truly have the manpower there, they have enough waiters and waitresses there to take care of everyone, wouldn't you prefer that your waiter slash waitress come to check on you and the rest of the guests every so often to see if there's anything else that you need? Your glass is empty and you really are ready to get some more to drink. Wouldn't you prefer that the person taking care of you all notice fairly quickly that those glasses are empty and come to you and ask, oh, are you ready for a refill? And ask with a smile, as opposed to with a frown on their faces, as though you're bothering them by being there. Instead of the frown, they have a smile on their faces, and they give the impression that they will gladly bring you a refill or bring the pitcher out and refill that same glass. Don't you prefer that you be treated well, that the people who are taking care of you all are kind to you? Now, I know a lot of people say that sometimes the amount of the tip that they leave is based on how well they perceive to have been treated. And basically what that comes down to is, was the person meeting their needs and were they showing kindness in the process? Were they being pleasant? Now, think about those times that someone really took good care of you and whoever else was with you. I mean, they really took good care of you. Whatever was needed, they provided, and they did so with a smile. I don't want to focus so much right now on your tip and how you responded outwardly to them. All I want to focus on right now is how you are responding inwardly. In other words, when you perceived that waiter, that waitress to have been kind and pleasant towards you and everyone else that made up your party, did you also perceive that waiter or waitress to have been weak? Did you equate their kindness, their pleasantness, with weakness? Or did you just conclude that this was a person who really knew how to take care of their guests, the people who were at that table? They really were on top of their game. How many of you conclude the latter? That when a person is kind and pleasant, on top of their game, that kindness is just part of their being on top of their game. How many of you concluded the former, the first one that I said? If that waiter was kind, that waitress was kind, then that meant that waitress was weak. My guess is very few of us equate kind waitresses with weak waitresses. My guess is most of us don't even think about weakness when it comes to having been treated well by waiters and waitresses. We just see someone who really did their job well, who made us glad to have been there. And very often, when we're able, we do tip them very well. Not only did they keep the glasses full, not only did they come by to check and see if we were enjoying the food, and when one of the persons revealed that there was something about one part of their dish that they did not like, oh, well, don't worry, I will replace that for you. What would you like instead? And it may have been a matter of getting something totally different, or it may have been a matter of the same item just cooked more thoroughly. And rather than, you know, sometimes they may take that one away and bring back something fresh. At other times, they'll leave that one there and still bring back something fresh and give that customer the option of taking the one that they were not pleased with home, finishing it off there, and they keep the fresh one, or they let them know, hey, look, it's your choice. We can get that out of your way if you don't want to keep it. No, I don't want it. And they, with a smile on their faces, get the one that was not desirable out of the way. Manager may come out and let you know that they were aware of what happened, apologize, and let you know that they are so glad that they were able to make that right. Did you perceive them to be weak? Did weakness even come to your mind? Or did you just think good service? Now, I say that to say this. I don't want us to be in the habit of just automatically concluding that anytime someone shows kindness, they're also showing weakness. Especially when we look at that in reverse. In other words, we're the ones showing the kindness. Don't assume that just because you show kindness, the people on the receiving end will also perceive weakness. No, they may just conclude that you are really on top of your game when it comes to interactions, personal interactions. Now, no doubt, there are some people who do take kindness for weakness, but I don't want us to be at a point where we're just concluding that everyone is going to think we're weak if we're kind. I know that this is a mean world that we live in. But ladies and gentlemen, that's only part of the picture. There are still a lot of nice people in this world. So this world is not just mean. The world is also nice, which means the world is mean and is nice. That's the reality. There are some mean people in this world, but there are also some very nice people in this world of all ethnicities, both genders, all nationalities, you name it. The various age groups, we see mean and nice in all of those groups. So do we run a risk of being perceived as weak and maybe being taken advantage of if we're perceived as weak. That's a possibility. It is a possibility. I won't deny that. But I don't want us to be so caught up in the notion that that is always the way it would be. There really is power in kindness, but also kind people can be strong people. Very often, kind people are strong people. I had a friend who was a sheriff years ago, and he was truly a kind person. But let me tell you, when the situation called for it, he could turn on a dime and could be as tough as nails. Not nasty, not ugly, but tough. A sheriff. Very kind, very nice, very gentle, but could be as tough as nails when the situation called for it. So that's part of the reason, that's one of the main reasons I'm sharing with you. I don't want you to conclude that niceness equates to weakness, that kindness equates to weakness. It doesn't. And for that reason, I want you to be comfortable training your children to be kind. So when we come back, let's go back to the book entitled The Kindness Advantage, written by Dr. Dale Atkins and her niece, Amanda Salzhauer, Master of Social Work. The power of kindness. Starting the year off with kindness.